7,235 people have arrived here in Ireland from Ukraine in the last 2.5 weeks, according to the latest figures from the ports and airports. The total number of people from Ukraine who have asked for a place to live here now stands at more than 2,500. So how is the government ensuring that adequate accommodation is being provided? Well, let's talk to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, we've seen reports of some concern within government about accommodating the numbers of Ukrainian refugees who've arrived already and the numbers expected. What are the plans?
Yeah, I think there is concern, Brian. There is concern, particularly over the next few days. That is because a huge number of hotel spaces are obviously enough taken up by tourists who are coming here for the St. Patrick's Day celebrations. So I think from the 22nd of March onwards that there should be more spaces in hotels. But in the meantime, the push is on to try and accommodate people, because if you look at the figures from yesterday alone, 589 people came here from Ukraine. And out of that number, 338 immediately sought accommodation from state services. So there are officials working throughout today, and I think meetings will take place again this afternoon to secure more spaces. I think in particular they are looking towards those pledges of accommodation with a focus on the vacant properties. That is about a fifth of the 20,000 or so pledges of accommodation. They were vacant properties, and as soon as the weekend, people from Ukraine could be going in to some of those homes at least. Inspections underway today and going to continue today and tomorrow to make sure those properties are suitable. Also, Garda vetting, that's taking place as well, along with the Government Department of Children and the Red Cross working on that to ensure more of those pledges are realised. There are other areas being looked at, as I understand it. About 200 rooms or so have been pledged by religious orders. That's in monasteries, convents and retreat centres. And the local authorities too look like they will have a dual role in all of this. One is coordinating efforts on the ground, and the other is looking at any properties they themselves might have. And there could be more details of that in the next day or two.
Right. We understand that very many of those arriving are women and children. And of course, that raises the issue of allowing children to continue with their schooling. What's been done in that regard?
Yes, the efforts underway in relation to schooling are, again, take on two purposes. One is trying to get any teachers from Ukraine who have arrived here to get them into the education system quickly, and work is ongoing between the Department of Education and the Teaching Council to ensure that their qualifications are recognised quickly. There aren't actual figures yet for the number of students who will be going into the system in the next week or two, but the Department of Education said there is extensive anecdotal evidence at this stage of students who have arrived here in the last 2.5 weeks who have already gone into primary school in particular.
Micheál Lehane, political correspondent, thank you for that. After this break, we'll be hearing from Dr. David Nabarro of the World Health Organization about an increase in the global incidence of COVID-19.